Hey everyone, this is Joseph Bosco, pastor of Highway Church. Thanks for joining us on our podcast. You know, all of us need the right kind of voices in our lives. Voices that inspire us to know the one who made us. Voices that awaken our divine destiny and reveal to us the goodness of God. Well, that's what this ministry is all about. So enjoy the message. Highway family.
Yes, yes, yes.
Welcome
yes.
to the first Sunday of 2024.
So fun.
Wow.
So fun.
I love it.
I do too.
I love new days.
I do too.
And this is a new day.
Yes, it is.
The very first Sunday. We're just taking the wrapper off of it right now. Just took it off the shelf. We're unpacking it. We're unpacking this new year. And, you know, it's funny. The devil's scheme hasn't changed. Well, let me say this to you. In 2024, this brand new year, you only have one challenge. I know there's a lot of challenges that go around on social media, but I mean a real challenge. You only have one challenge in 2024. You say, what is that challenge? For you to personally, in your heart and in your mind, know how much the Father loves you.
Hallelujah.
That's the only challenge of this year.
Good.
I want you to hear me. I like simple. And if you want to fulfill your destiny, you're going to have to simplify. And that mainly comes in our thinking. The only challenge before you is for you to personally know, not know about, but personally know, like you know your own name, how much he loves you. He's over the moon about you. He's thinking about you. His passion is toward you. His favor's upon you. But you have to grow in the knowledge of that. And why is that a challenge? And I know we have other quote-unquote challenges before us. But the only real challenge is knowing how much he loves us. Once you know that, all the other small C challenges, all the other challenges before you will melt in the knowledge, in the revelation of his love for you. So in 2024, the only challenge you have is to realize and personally know how much he loves you. And I guarantee you, when you grab a hold of the true knowledge of his love for you, every other challenge you face will melt. And you will be filled with a heavenly strength, a heavenly wisdom, heavenly inspiration, and heavenly provision. It's the knowledge of his love for you. I want that to sink in for all of us. And the Lord spoke that to me this morning before our time together right now. Just to totally simplify in 2024. All you need to do is grab a hold of and grow in the knowledge of his love for you. You say, what about my finances? When you realize how much he loves you, you realize he is now your provider. That your heavenly Father is your provider. And that he will provide abundantly for you through the riches of his Son. You say, what about my health? Well, when you realize how much he loves you, you'll realize he took your health into account when his Son went to the cross. And that through the finished work of his Son, he has provided health and wholeness for you today on the first Sunday of 2024. What about my marriage? Well, when you realize how much he loves you, you'll realize that his love is actually inside of you now. and his love has been shed abroad within you. And you can love your spouse the same way he loves you. What about my children? Well, when you realize how much he loves you, you'll realize he loves your children more than you do. And you'll realize he's actively involved in their lives and that he's moving in their lives and bringing people across their paths to reveal his love to them. Hallelujah. This is the only challenge you have in 2024. And why is that a challenge, to know how much he loves us? Because we're living in a contrary world with contrary voices, sometimes in the church as well, that preach tradition, the philosophies of men, and the wisdom of men, instead of the finished work of Christ. In comes Highway Church. That's why we're here, to preach to you the finished work of Christ, so that you can know personally for yourself how much he loves you and grow in that and experience that every single day of 2024. Now, speaking of this challenge, Jennifer, to know his love for you, this is why Satan is always after the message of Christ. He's always trying to steal the word of God from your life. It was the same in the very beginning. Genesis chapter 1, Genesis chapter 2. God made man in his image. He gave man authority over the earth. It was paradise. And he was walking and fellowshipping with God. How did Satan steal from him? By stealing the word that God gave to Adam and to Eve. He stole that word by speaking to them contrarily, in opposition to what the Father had said to them. Same thing in the ministry of Jesus. Jesus began his ministry, and he was isolated for 40 days in the desert. Satan came to him, and what did he do? Same tactic as he did with Adam. Same tactic with the first Adam. Same tactic with the last Adam. Same tactic in your life. He will try and minimize what God says or distort it so that he can keep it from manifesting in your life.
That's good. A thief doesn't come into your house and, like, steal your throw pillows.
No. No.
You know?
No.
You can buy those anywhere, whatever.
Right, right.
When a thief
He's not looking for socks under your couch.
No, he's not looking for that, no. He's looking for valuable.
Yeah.
And so, if anything, when we see by these examples of Adam that you say and Eve, that the word of God was taken from them, and to Jesus, too, Satan, when he tempted him, tried to take away the word of God, we should, at very minimum, understand the high value of the word of God, that we would even adjust our evaluation of the word of God and treasure it and guard it and protect it and keep it, know it and don't, and take it and treasure it and guard it is the thing I'm thinking. Don't let someone take from you what you know the word of God to say.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. It has great value. It has great value.
That's so good. Mm-hmm. And that's really the key to knowing his love for you, is to cherish his word.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And to keep it in your heart. Mm-hmm. And that's what Jesus taught us about the sower, who sows the word in the parable of the sower. And that Satan is the one who comes to steal what God wants to bring in your life. Listen, Highway family, God operates this way. This is why he's chosen preaching as the method for salvation, as the vehicle for his New Testament church. But if you're not careful, you can get tainted against preaching.
That's right. That's right.
You can develop a negative attitude towards what God has chosen to bless you and become critical of preaching and not be able to hear the very message that God's bringing to you. Mm-hmm. God hasn't changed his method. Mm-hmm. It's still preaching. Mm-hmm. Why? Because it's really the most effective way to transform someone's life. Mm-hmm. Why? Because the whole universe is made of words. Hebrews 11:1. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. I remember years ago, and I used to research it more than I do now, but I enjoy learning how things are made. And I like true science and the breaking down of matter, time, space, matter, and the breaking down of matter and understanding the smaller parts and particles of matter. I like the quantum physics, the hidden realm of quantum physics. But years and years ago, I remember someone sharing with me about the, and I don't know, I haven't been up on it, but at that time, the smallest piece of matter, the smallest particle they identified, I think, was the quark. Mm-hmm. And they, in an attempt to try and break that down further, it was my understanding that what they discovered is that that was actually made of an energy, which was an audio wave, mm-hmm. a sound wave. Mm-hmm. And that makes perfect sense to me because I know Hebrews 11, mm-hmm. that the world were framed by an audio wave. What was that audio wave? Light be.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The God's word
voice.
Of God.
God's voice.
So the most effective way to change your situation is to bring God's word into it, whatever that situation is, because everything's made from the word. Mm-hmm. So the word is the solution to everything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But we can, especially in the culture of the media and social media today,
yeah.
It's about criticizing, shaming, mm-hmm. making fun of, demeaning, mm-hmm. Getting offended. And you want to embrace the word of God, and you want to embrace the preaching he's brought into your life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about legalism. I'm talking about set you free, finished work of Christ, who Jesus is, what he's done for you, who you are in him preaching. I'm talking about the preaching like we do here, and it's other places as well. You want to look for that. You want to value that. You want to wrap your arms around that and listen to it regularly and meditate mm-hmm. in the reality of what God's done for you, and it's revealed to us in his word. I've always loved that about the Word of God, and obviously Jesus is the Word of God. And I'm thankful that we have a written Word of God, the Bible,
mm-hmm.
because no one can take that from me now. Now, they can take the physical book I have, mm-hmm. but I've got so much of that in my heart, no one could get it out. No one. Satan tries, but he can't. So I have got this power inside of me that no one can steal. Because I purposed back in the late 80s, last millennium, that what God said would become my reality, that I would value his word, and I'm not being legalistic. Forget legalism. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the expression of God's heart, that he was now the one I lived for. He was now the one I would pursue and I spend myself to know. And his word became the authority, the answer to every issue of my life. And listen to me, in 2024, let me ask you this question. And don't give a religious answer. Don't even answer out loud. Don't post an answer. Highway family, everyone listening to me, let me ask you a real question, and then you just think about it. Who is Jesus to you? Now think about that. You need to answer that question today, and it won't take long. No need to tell anybody, but let's be real. Who is Jesus to you? Now, who he is who he is. What do I mean by that statement? What do you believe about him? What do you know for sure about him? And is what you believe about him supported in his ministry as recorded in the scriptures? For example, if I believe that God somehow allowed a sickness to come into my life to teach me something, that is my image of Jesus. That's what I believe. So who he is to me would be, well, yeah, he's God, and sometimes I don't understand it, but he's brought this into my life or allowed this because he wants to teach me something. So now that's who he is to me. That's not who he really is, though. Even though I believe something doesn't mean it's true. I can believe Jennifer is a world champion wrestler. Now, she's very athletic, but she's never won a title in wrestling. But I could believe things about her that aren't true, and it changes my image of her, but it doesn't change her. Who is Jesus to you today? Now, the truth is, let's say I'm that person, and I used to be the person, because I had a lot of sickness in my life, that thought that, and I was told by ministers and Christians that, God allowed this or brought this into your life to teach you something. So I carried that around with me. But then I decided to look to Christ in the scriptures. And I was kind of shocked because I couldn't find one example in the written hard copy Bible in here of Jesus making anyone sick. So now I was faced with a decision. Should I take what the ministers told me? The Christians who had been Christians a lot longer than I had, or should I go with what Jesus said and demonstrated in my Bible? If you want to know him in 2024, if you want to have the knowledge of his love for you as the foundation of every decision you make, you've got to go with what he said and did in here. So I changed because Jesus to me was distorted regarding health. So I had to change what I believed about him, not based on what others told me, but based on what is written, recorded in his ministry in Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and Acts. Why is that important about 2024? In 2024, we want to exhort you to answer that question, who is Jesus to you? To come to the place in your life where you can answer immediately and know without reservation, your answer would be everything. Everything.
This is good. We started by saying, to realize the love that the Father has for you this year, and that there is an outworking of that love, that there is an impact of that love. Oftentimes we misunderstand and think love is a feeling, and that's about it. Mm-hmm. But the love of God has an end result. The love of God brings an outcome. We have to get into the Word of God to understand that outcome. Yeah. What does the love of God mean to my fitness?
That's
I'm
so
just
good.
Talking about New
Come
Year's
on.
Stuff.
Hey,
you know what I'm
talk about it.
What does the love of God mean to my fitness? What does the love of God mean to my diet?
Come on. Come on.
What does the love of God mean for my time management?
Yeah.
That there is
so good.
That when we understand and receive the love of God, that there is an outworking of it, that there's an outcome, that we are transformed by his love. Our resolutions that we, work so hard at, what if we just receive the love of God in the area of those resolutions?
They become an outflow.
And it's an outflow of his love.
Wow.
That, areas where I have weakness, they begin to be strengthened.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, have you ever heard the term, he's got a sweet tooth? In other words, they like sweets. I grew up in a family that was sweet tooth kings. I lived with my grandma and grandpa, and she made homemade chocolate candies, and every Easter she'd say, what do you want, kids? And we'd tell her, and she'd make these custom chocolate Easter eggs. They were probably about the size of a small football there, really. And she put whatever we wanted in there, coconut, almonds, cashews, Rice Krispies, custom-made chocolate candies as a kid. And, we didn't know anything about walking in the Spirit or the Bible. But as I grew up, I ended up, my flesh was controlling me, telling me, I need a sweet, I need a sweet, I need a sweet. And what changed that in my life? It was the knowledge of his love for me. You see, when you learn the Word, and we're not talking about theory, We're talking about what he's actually said and done. That's what I love about Jesus. There's no theory about him. He's real. He's more real than anyone you've ever known or anything you've ever done. He's as real can be. And it's recorded for you right here. You've got to decide you're going to know that personally, and you're not going to let anyone stop you. So there I am. And you know, there are issues, health issues in my family, I think, as a result of that.
Just the sweets. Yeah,
well, anything that tells you you have to have it.
Right.
Is not ultimately going to lead you in a negative direction. I don't care what it is.
Sure.
Why? Because something trying to control you from the outside
right.
in.
Right.
We weren't made to live that way. Whether it's sweets or coffee or anything. Mm-hmm. Anything trying to pull on you from the outside saying you need me. Uh-uh. Why? Because we're spirits. We're not physical bodies. We have physical bodies, but we're not those. We're just wearing those right now. We're going to have an immortal glorified body soon. So we're spirit. So I started realizing, wait a minute, I'm not a chocolate bar. I'm a spirit. I'm not a physical piece of matter. I'm wearing matter.
You're wearing matter.
Because I'm in a realm where mm-hmm. that matters.
Matter matters. Yes, it does.
Matter matters in this realm. Mm-hmm. Okay. But I'm actually a spirit. And so, wait a minute, and now I'm born again. I'm born from heaven. I'm born of God. I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to start living out of my spirit instead of a snack in my pantry. I'm going to start looking forward to knowing him and worshiping him and tasting him and desiring him more than my grandma's chocolate Easter eggs. Mm-hmm. Love grandma, mm-hmm. but Jesus is way better, mm-hmm. way better. There is nothing sweeter than tasting him, and he's a spirit. And so many believers are frustrated in their walk today because they haven't learned to be truly spiritual. What does that mean? To let your spirit lead the way in your life, not your physical body and not your soul, your emotions. Mm-hmm.
I think in all of these things, Joseph, whatever it is, family fitness, diet, finances, yep. all of it deals with an image ultimately.
Sure.
And whether your image is I'm without or I have. Mm-hmm. And in Christ, we have.
That's
so,
right.
You know, instead of thinking I've got to lose weight or I've got to get fit, to realize that in Christ, he's mm-hmm. designed me and made me to be. Mm-hmm. I'm actually fashioned in his form,
yes.
in his image.
Whole.
I'm fashioned in his
Strong.
Image. You know what I'm saying? Yes. So as I understand the image of God and that I'm fashioned in that image, then I can, this is the love of God impacting the way that I respond to a resolution, for example, whether yeah. it's an effort and a hard thing and a work and a work and a work, mm-hmm. or it's a yielding over to God's design for me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think that has helped for me mm-hmm. is it's a yielding over to what he's purposed.
Yes.
And what he has
yes.
and what and who he is.
Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you.
Who he is. I can be yielded to who he is in my life. And the Bible says that daily as we're yielded and mm-hmm. he's Lord of our lives, that daily we're being transformed mm-hmm. and changed into the image and likeness of his son. And that is just, wow, put yeah. that on your resolution.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Lay that on your resolution.
Remember, one
right?
challenge.
It's so good.
One challenge in 2024.
Right. Know the love of God for
to
you.
To personally know.
That's so good.
And grow in the knowledge of his love for you. Same thing with exercise for me. You know, I remember thinking I was going to die before I went to basic training. And and I knew I was going to have to run a lot, and I hated running. But I said, you know what? God lives in me. That means I can do whatever I need to do. Mm-hmm. And I was in the northern up near Toledo, Ohio at the time. And it's flat land, and it's cold.
Up Windy.
There. Windy.
A little resistance.
And it was like February. And I knew I had about a couple months before I took off for basic training, and I needed to start running. In February in northern Ohio. Mm-hmm. And I did not want to do it. I didn't like the thought of it. I didn't even like thinking about it. But I looked inside. And I said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I went out in the cold and I began running. And you know what? Now I actually enjoy doing it. And I enjoy exercise. There are times I don't feel like I want to do it. But you want to live on the inside and say, God, I thank you for a healthy, fit body that can move and is flexible and agile and lithe and limber and graceful all my days. And this is how you walk into the things you're desiring, by choosing him above all else.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
By setting your heart on him and just focusing on knowing his love for you. And it will ooze into your eating habits, your physical habits, your mental habits, your emotional habits, your financial habits. It will ooze into every area of your life. And it's like it's not going to be forced. It's going to come internally as the reality of his love for you grows in you. Hallelujah. I want to read Isaiah chapter 43. We shared this verse on the last Sunday of 2023, which was 7 days ago. And now I want to share it with you again on the first Sunday of 2024. Isaiah 43, verses 18. I'm only going to do 18, 19, and 21. This is the NIV 1984 version. It says, forget the former things. If you don't do that, you're not going to be able to accomplish the challenge of knowing his love for you. You got to let go. It's over. Let go. Forget the former failures, shortcomings, issues. Let them go.
And identities. I say identities.
Identities. Absolutely. Let it go.
Mm-hmm.
You are who God says you are. Period. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See. Father, thank you that we have eyes to see and ears to hear your love for us and what you're doing in our lives. See, I am doing a new thing now. Do you see it? Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. The message says it this way. Forget about what's happened. Oh, that'll set you free right there.
Come on, forget about what's happened.
Forget about what's happened. Forget about it.
That's back behind you. Mm-hmm.
Don't keep going over old history.
Let's go. Good, 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 good.
Don't keep going over your past. Don't keep going over old history.
Good, 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 good.
Be alert. Be present. I can't be present if my thought life is about the past. Be alert. Be present. I'm about to do something brand new. It's bursting out. Don't you see it? Verse 21 says, the people I formed for myself, that's us, hello. Those who put our faith in Christ, who've been reborn through the Word of God. The people I form for myself that they may proclaim my praise. The message says a people custom made to praise me. A people custom made to have an intimacy with me, an intimate relationship with me, to know me, to walk with me, to speak forth my freedom and life and healing power and salvation into the earth, to proclaim who I am in the earth. That's us, Highway family. This is who we are. This is what we do. Do not rehearse, keep going over old history, forget about what's happened, be alert and be present in 2024. You're going to need your attention in 2024. I want you to hear me. You're going to need to be attentive to what the Holy Spirit is saying to you. A lot of voices have been waiting to be amplified in 2024. And you're going to hear them. Many of them will be ungodly. What is this, the seventh? Just remember what I said. You're going to hear loud voices in 2024 that will try and strike fear in your life. Don't you listen. Purpose now to give your attention to the voice. And I'm not talking about the show on TV, but the voice of your Heavenly Father. The voice of the one who loves you and who made you. Give attention to His voice. Learn to cultivate a sensitivity to the voice of your Father. And I never cease to be amazed at how gentle His voice is, how steady it is. He's so good. He is that, He's the gentle one. He's perfect strength. He's perfect love. But when He speaks to your heart, there'll be a gentle assurance with it. And it will dissipate. It will counter fear and replace fear with peace. Do you know the only reason we can be stressed in 2024? It's the only reason is if we're not trusting Him. Stress manifests as a result of lack of trust in Him. I want to give you one more scripture. We're going to worship God with our offering, and then we're going to have communion together. This was the first Bible scripture I ever learned back in 1989, ever memorized. First one I wrote in my notebook. And it was Proverbs 3, 5 through 8. The only reason a believer can be stressed is if they're not wholly trusting in the Lord. Please hear me. It is the only reason. Why? Because His love for you encompasses every area of your life and every challenge that is before you. That's why Proverbs 3, verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all, every part of you, all of your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. The Message says, don't try to figure out everything on your own. That'll lead to stress big time. How's this going to work, God? But they did this, and this didn't happen. And they said that, and I failed here, and I don't have this, and this looks like that, and it'll lead to stress every time. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. It brings stress. Lean not on your own understanding. The Passion Translation says, do not rely on your own opinions. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We're getting back to this now, aren't we? This is what we're relying on. Value. The revealed, not the theory, the revealed will of God through Christ. Hallelujah. In all your ways, acknowledge.
Yes.
Know. Confess. Walk with Him. And He shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. The Message translation says, your body will glow with health. Your very bones will vibrate with life. Leaning on your own understanding, relying on your own opinions affects your health. Hello. Trusting in Him with all of your heart, trusting in Him completely causes your body to glow with health, your very bones to vibrate with life. Verse 6 in the Passion Translation says, become intimate with Him in whatever you do, and He will lead you wherever you go. I love that. Wisdom comes, Passion Translation verse 7, wisdom comes when you adore Him with awe and wonder. I love it. Wisdom comes when you adore him with awe and wonder and avoid everything that's ungodly. Mm-hmm. That's wrong. Then you'll find the healing refreshment your body and spirit long for.
Amen.
This is so good. This is so, so Amen. Good. So what do we have in 2024? We have one challenge. What is that one challenge for you, for me, to personally know, like I know my own name, how much the Father loves me? That's the challenge we have in 2024. That's it. To personally know how much he loves me, and to let that knowledge dominate in every area of my life. Let that knowledge reveal the solution to every problem or challenge that's before me. Powerful. Very powerful. Hallelujah. Very powerful. Now, I like the beginning of a new year, and if you've ever run the books for, if you do the books in your own marriage or family, or, you know, work on the accounts for a business, you'll know there's a fiscal year, a financial year. And when you set up your business, you set up that fiscal year. You have different options. But a lot of places just go with the calendar year, January to December. Well, it's a new fiscal year for Highway Church as well as a church. It's a new fiscal year for us as believers. And I want to encourage you to know God's love for you in your money. I had wrong ideas about God concerning money. I grew up in a church that taught that poverty was godly.
Mm-hmm.
When poverty was came from the curse of sin and was contrary to everything God did. Yet that's what they taught in the church I grew up in. Yeah, they had people take vows of poverty.
Mm-hmm.
That's like committing to something that's totally contrary to God's heart. Not good. Religion will trap you. We want to get you out of that, okay? Poverty came through the curse of sin. It is not God's will for anybody's life. Jesus was made poor. Jesus entered into poverty on that cross and went into hell in poverty so that you could be rich today. And I want to share with you a scripture from 1 Timothy chapter 6. And remember, our series, Love's Plan, just a few weeks ago, where we looked at God raising up apostles and prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Well, this is the Apostle Paul raising up a young minister, a young fivefold ministry gift named Timothy. And you can learn a lot about the heart of Christ as you look at their dialogue and interactions. 1 Timothy 6:17, the apostle, the Holy Spirit through the Apostle Paul is saying, as for the rich in this world, charge them, it's a strong word, charge them not to be proud and arrogant and contemptuous of others, nor to set their hopes on uncertain riches, but on God, who richly, here's the heart of God, who richly and ceaselessly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. That would have been blasphemy in the church I grew up in. God does what? No, he doesn't. God wants you to prosper? Oh, that's heresy. No, that's the heart of God. For set your heart on God. Don't set your heart on certain riches. Set your heart on God. Why? He loves you. Here's the knowledge of his love. Come on. This is our challenge. Who richly, what does it mean that he loves me? He richly and ceaselessly provides me with everything for my enjoyment. Knowledge of his love for me. You want to grow in the knowledge of his love for you? Learn his promises and know they're true for you now. That's how you grow in the knowledge of his love. Pro tip right there. Verse 18, charge them, strong word, to do good, to be rich in good works, to be liberal and generous of heart, ready to share with others. in this way lay up for themselves the riches that endure forever as a good foundation for the future, so that they may grasp that which is life indeed. Highway, we charge you to know the love of God in your financial life. Tithes and offerings reveal how much of His love you know. If you're not tithing to your church, you haven't yet realized how much He loves you in your money, in your financial life. I don't want to just know He loves me regarding one area of my life. Mm-hmm. I want to know He loves me in every area of my life. And money is an area of all of our lives that's important in this world. You're going to need it. Every single day, you're going to need money to operate in this world. So we want to know the love of God. So when I believe He loves me, what does that mean? Well, I read you here, but it also means Philippians 4:19. My God, my loving Father, shall provide all my need according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. It also means Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord is on my life, and it brings wealth without adding any sorrow to it. You see, this is how I grow in the knowledge of Him. I learn His promises in that area of my life, and I know they're true for me today. So when I realize how much God loves me, and if you're connected, if Highway Church is your church, now I respond to that love, and I bring my tithe. I bring my 10%, and I act. I respond, I put my trust in God, and I bring 10% of my revenue, and I worship God with it every time we gather. Every time revenue comes in my hand, I'm on it, boom. And I bring my tithe. Why? Not because I have to. Not because it's mandatory, because I'm responding to His love. I'm growing in the knowledge of His love for me in my finances. So I bring 10% of what I made this week, and now I worship the Lord with that. And you can do that. We'll put the information there on your screen at highwaychurch.us. Click on Give in our menu and everything's there. This is real life, guys. This is real life. You see, our money is a result of how we've spent our time. It's a result of our talents. We've gotten paid because of the way that we spent our time and the things we've done. So our love is expressed in how we use our money. So we worship God with the top, with the first part of our income. And you can bring offerings on top of that. Hallelujah. So we invite you to worship Him now with your finances and know His love for you in your financial life. God is so good. We want to invite you to continue to grow in the knowledge of His goodness, who He is, what He's done for you, and who you are in Him. Check out our websites at highwaychurch.us and josephbosco.us and begin living the abundant life He came to give you.